I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A radical Hindu movement is planning to rally in Kandamal district today in the same area of the anti-Christian 2007 pogrom in Orissa. We spoke with Don, a partner of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India, to get his take on how Christians will be marking Christmas under the threat of violence. And despite all of this, the church is growing.
We look back at the work that we've done and the number of people that have come to Christ and the number of churches that have been started, and it continues at about the same pace. We find believers continuing to share their faith. They really can't keep quiet.
Meanwhile, although 91% of Americans celebrate Christmas, only 28% read the Christmas story from the Bible, says a Lifeway research survey. But there's an easy way now to listen to the Christmas story with Faith Comes by Hearing's 11-minute audio recording. The story is dramatized word for word from the gospel accounts of Matthew and Luke and is available for free. See our website for the download and pray that many receive the gospel. And older children who are adopted defy the statistics. Most of the time, they're raised in foster care because nobody wants them. Bethany Christian Services' Kim Offit says that's why they're a part of Project Open Arms, a Michigan project aimed at connecting the church, the family, and the orphan.
As Christians, we are mandated to care for the orphan. And so it's amazing when I see churches who are opening their arms to our children and to our families and who are helping us stand by side and being the hands and feet of Christ.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828, or you can go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. And on behalf of the entire Mission Network News team, I'm Ruth Kramer, wishing you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.